If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
To be in the present moment without being judgmental about anything is mindfulness. I'm Shailja Saraswati, your host. Join me to discover the joys of mindfulness and meditation through life insights, stories, and observations.
Today, I'm going to talk about, you know, my feelings around the Diwali celebration. Well, it was not a very big affair for us, but it was very small and very introspective at the same time. And, you know, when I look at how we put all the, you know, things together for Diwali to express our joy and celebration, whether it is fruits or flowers, or there is some, you know, sweets, we put rangoli, we create amazing food in our kitchens. I just thought this is all a reflection of being content inside, you know, being full inside. And when once you're full and contented, you want to share that feeling with everybody around you. And Diwali kind of brings that sort of fullness, full blossoming within us, you know, when we want to share what we have received through the year with other people, remove the darkness in all corners of life, and also just be in gratitude of what we've received, right? And which also was a good insight to how do you bounce back from darkness to light through the year. There are dark moments, right? When things pull us down, we feel negative, we feel heavy, we feel such a burden on our chest. I think those are the days you should remember what you did on Diwali day. What you did when you woke up in the morning, got ready, wished your family, did something with flowers, creating the rangoli around, calling people over, sharing gifts. I think if we even pick up one element of what we did on Diwali day, that will bring back loads of blessings and energy back into your day. And it could be as simple as just randomly just say, I want to do rangoli today, and see the kind of energy it comes with, you know, because that rangoli will make you sit down, create some pattern, and you will be in the present moment. So all your worries will basically take a back seat, you know, and you will be able to relish the present moment again. Or you just take, you know, if you created a special dish in the kitchen, recreate that dish. If you if you lit candles in your balcony or outside your house, just one day randomly do that. It doesn't have to be Diwali. But again, you know, that particular act will just sort of signify that, you know, that knowledge is within, and that light has to be kindled again and again by yourself. And that dispels the darkness away. You know, that will take you away from your negative patterns, negative thinking, and bring you back in the present moment. Like how, you know, so this reminds me of way back in January, I took to painting, you know, and it was such a pleasure because I have never painted in my life. I mean, I used to do sketching or charcoal or drawing, you know, some time back. But just ordering canvas, paints, brushes, and then searching for patterns, searching for designs, online, and then actually getting down to doing it, the mind interfered that this has to be perfect, the design has to be perfect, you know. So I was being my biggest judge at that time. But once I started doing it, I really enjoyed it, because I think I was doing it every Saturday evening or Sunday evening, and that sort of just collected my energy so much in the present moment. You know, those 2 hours, actually 2 hours, which what I spent, it was a ritual. You know, starting from putting everything together, from the canvas, the colors, the brush, the water, the palette, and figuring out which design, and then starting to paint, filling up the canvas with, you know, with paint, getting the hands dirty. Sometimes the floor will get dirty. And then cleaning up after that, you know, cleaning the brushes, cleaning the palette, letting the canvas dry. It was such a cathartic process, and I did it for 2-3 months. This was also the time, I think, when second wave had hit us of pandemic. And I was like, you know, just this little bit ritual which I'm doing, bringing the colors out of me onto the canvas. It was cathartic because I was expressing a lot what was going on in my life at that time. And it was just getting splashed onto the canvas and not even realizing, you know, how meditative, therapeutic it can be. Likewise, you know, if you can pick up Rangoli, if you pick up anything which you did on Diwali day, through the year, one, it will remind you of what you did on Diwali. All that same feelings, emotions will come back. And second is just reminding yourself, you know, there is no occasion to celebrate, right? Every day, every moment can be a reason to celebrate. And when you do this, any of these activities, you're also in your innocent, childlike space, state of mind, which brings you back in the present moment. So this is the best way to be mindful. You know, the easiest tip I can give on Diwali, post-Diwali, is that just pick up one activity from Diwali day and just do it throughout the day, or any particular day, you know, you're feeling down and out, just do it. Just do it and see the magic, how it brings you back on your feet, back with energy. Because what happens is, the issue is that our mind gets caught up in so much of this people, thing, situations, and we feel that it's real, right? It's really that big lion or tiger in front of us, which is about to pounce at us or attack us. But, you know, when you just stop the mind from this turmoil, from too many thoughts going on, just pause the mind with any of such activities, you see that it is just the, at a very superficial level, the mind is struggling to find that ray of hope or the silver lining to the cloud. And these activities can really do that. You know, it can be that one rope in the ocean which you can hold on to. So don't feel dejected. Don't feel that you have to just, you know, drop yourself in the bed when you're feeling depressed or low, or you have anxiety or stresses in life. Just do some activity which becomes cathartic, brings all the emotions out. And I would really wish all of you all the very best. May the colors of life, and may the celebration of life, may all the wisdom of life continue, and you get fully blossomed in life. Have a very good weekend ahead, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.